This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our Habib, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is good souls. Subhanallah, Islam is all about goodness. It teaches that which is good. It helps you and facilitates you to get and gain that which is good. Indeed, my beloved brothers and sisters, good souls are always beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good souls are liked and loved by the people as well. Therefore, it is of prime importance that we become good souls. We should have the goodness that is already stored in ourselves, to perform according to that. Subhanallah, good souls are those who feel that which is good. Good souls are those who ensure that they think that which is good. They speak that which is good. They act what is good. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, "Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbilu illa tayyiban." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, He is good, and He does not accept except that which is good, that which is pure. So my beloved brothers and sisters, it is indeed important for us to gain that goodness, to ensure that we become the people of goodness. And this is possible when you and I gain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we gain the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become mindful of what we feel. We become mindful of what we think. We become mindful of what we speak. We become mindful of what we do. Therefore, gaining taqwa is extremely important for gaining goodness. And subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed the heart and he said, not once but thrice, "At-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna." Taqwa is here, taqwa is here, taqwa is here, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Taqwa is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He is aware, He is mindful, He is observant of the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzah is watching him. He is mindful that Allah Almighty has created him with goodness. He is mindful that he has to preserve that goodness within himself. He is mindful that he has to share that goodness with others. My brothers and sisters, good souls are those who do not restrict themselves. When they see someone in pain, they will move out, they will help, they will show their kindness to others. This is what is needed in today's time, my brothers and sisters. Good souls. Be a good soul who can benefit yourself and others, who can be among those who are content with their lives by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Tibu nafsi min al-na'im." Goodness of the soul is from the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the fadl of Allah. This is from the bounty and the favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you and I can have that goodness in our souls. My brothers and sisters, it is needed that we become good souls, that we speak good, we act good, we think good, we feel good. We don't need to be among those who gossip around, who backbite, who envy, who have jealousy for others. Rather, we become good by trusting Allah and being happy for others, so that inshallah we can depart from this world with that which is good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us develop to be good souls. We ask Allah Almighty to have goodness and well-being to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to help and protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to have peace on all those who are struggling in their lives. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.